You want
11, we should start.
Huh. 11. You will begin from where you left off?
Have you read something?
Well, you are going to proceed slowly but surely through the whole text. So I think that you had...
As you will wish. As you wish.
You had spoken about obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami. That was the last thing that you had mentioned.
Any question you have?
I have a question from the next paragraph, where the verse is quoted, Raso Vaisa. What does it mean, the Lord in His form as Rasa is supreme? Could you explain it? Our translation says the Lord in His form as Rasa is supreme, as in the scripture, Raso Vaisa Rasam. From the Upanishad.
Do number pages.
Taitreya Upanishad. Brahma Pucham Pratishta.
What is your question?
If you could explain why this Upanishad verse, Raso Vaisa, is given to explain that Krishna is the form of rasa.
Why Krishna comes with his associates and does so many pastimes? The reason he is going to explain. So he is telling that Bhagavan is Raso Vaisaha. He is Rasamaya Vastu. Srimad Bhagavata also, Mallanam Asani Nidang Narvaraha. You know this slok? The 10 kinds of devotees or 10 kinds of persons are seeing Krishna in 12 ways. Someone sing Mallanam Asami, Vajratulya. Vajra means
Thunderbolt.
Mallarshi Krishna. The ladies are seeing Krishna as a Kamdev. Nanda Maharaj as Putra, son. The rishis are seeing, rishis also were there. They are seeing in as a Brahma or anything. Mathura Vasi are seeing in Vishnivamsi, Paradevata, that he is Prabhu, we are servant or Devata. And Sakha were there. They are seeing in two ways. Hasyaras plus Sakharas. And the wives are, Nanda Baba is seeing in two ways. Vasalras and Karunaras. Why Karun? Because they are trying to kill Krishna. So his karuna, from inner he is weeping to show Krishna that all are trying to kill Krishna. Kansa is also doing sarjantra. Sarjantra? Sarjantra kya? They are not... Sarjantra means he is...
Conspiracy.
Oh, you know. You know Hindi?
No, she's saying.
Conspiracy. So, the men of 10 qualities, seeing Krishna in 12 rasas, this is raso vaisaha for Krishna. Adbhut. Some are seeing Arina Adbhut. 7 plus 5. But Krishna is also very Karuna. He has so much pity for jivas. Parama Karuna. So two things makes Krishna to come down. Rasik Shekhar Krishna Parama Karuna. Ei dui hetu Krishna lilar udgam. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told. Krishna is a Rasik Shekhar, and in other hand he is Param Karun. Param Karun, he wants to be Rasa Swadan.
Compassionate? Taste the rasas.
He wants that all should do rasa swadan of my rup, gun, lila and all these things. See? Rasa swadan ka kya hota hai? What is meaning of rasa swadan?
Relish. Taste or relish.
Achha. Are hum, he makes that all should taste my all madhurya. No. So this is Karuna. And he is Madhur. So by two reasons he come down in Bhaum Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka. So that they may easily can taste and they should return to back to their home to me. This is the reason. Tomorrow, yesterday I told one thing. I had some thoughts that everyone wants ananda. No? Everyone like to persuade how to get ananda, and then running after ananda. Here ananda means sukh. No? But really sukh and ananda are different things. Sukh means for ourselves. Ananda means kya liya? Subhananda ke ghar mein rakh dijiye sir. Ananda is for Krishna happiness, but yet some happiness uchhist can Rashik Bhakta can taste. Understand what I'm telling? In pure language?
That, that when you give Krishna Ananda, Ananda is meant for Krishna, and then the devotee relishes that taste when Krishna is pleased. He relishes happiness himself, something.
He also tests that sukh. In Ananda there is sukh and Ananda both. Huh? So all are persuading for sukh. But there is a place where Ananda is persuading. Ananda is persuading men or anything. Ananda can persuade us. We everyone persuade.
Pursue.
Follow.
Pursue.
Pursue.
And follow.
Ananda. How we can get Ananda? Ananda is running and we are running after. But in Vrindavan, Swayam Murtiman Ananda is pursuing bhaks. Here is opposite.
Reverse.
How? Kafs and Sakha were stolen and Krishna is seeing where they are or where there are, and he is weeping and lamenting. No? Here Bhakta is not pursuing Krishna, but Krishna is pursuing. Sometimes Krishna is weeping, where is my mother? Where is Nanda Baba? No? He wants to get upon the laps of Yashoda, so he is hankering after. Nanda Baba is standing, Yashoda Maa is standing, or have gone anywhere, and he is searching them. Krishna is Murtiman Brahma. Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Brijau Kusham, Janamitram, Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatana. You know this slope? You? Brahma is telling in his prayer, Aho Bhagyam. Not one time, but more than two times, three times. Krishna is ocean of rasa, raso vaisaha. But yet he is Karun. Here he has come down and he makes friendship with all cows, calves, even creepers, even to ped, paudhe, briksha, following everyone. Peacocks, cockroaches, deers, everyone. They also follow, but Krishna also follows them. This is the sign of rush or train. Only bhakta will search Krishna, but no, here is not that thing. Krishna will search them.
Krishna Karshini.
In Vrindavan, especially in Vrindavan. This is the speciality of Vrindavan. he is eager to give that prem, that rush to jivas, and that is why he has come down in Vrindavan. This is the main thing. So he is giving. But we should not see that Krishna is giving. By bhakti, bhakti is coming out. He will tell it afterward. Yeah. When Krishna is Golok Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, a sadhak bhakta will not have darshan of Krishna. But here sadhak bhav bhakta and premi bhakta, three can realize Krishna by bahirindriya and antarindriya. Outside and inside. Siddha bhakta will only realize Krishna by antar indriya in Golok, not by these outer indriyas. But here a sadhak may can see, taste Krishna, can hear by outer indriyas also. So Krishna is available here, and by that, not at that for that time, but crores and crores years afterward also, a sadhak can hear that Krishna has done so many pastimes, and by hearing and chanting and remembering, he will have that thing. So Krishna comes with his associates and does so madhur pastimes here. To give bhakti, this is called bhakti. Because bhakti is combination of ladini and sambit. You know? How? Combination of sambit, ladini and sambit. Ladini means
Ananda.
And sambit, gyan or bhav. We don't want gyan, but we want bhav. This bhav and ananda is called combination, it is called bhakti. And afterward, in the ripen condition, it is called prem, bhav, mahabhava, all anurag, all these things. So it lives in the associates of Krishna and in Krishna also. If Krishna gives bhakti, it may be called that from bhakti, bhakti has come. Because Shakti and Shaktiman are one thing. If there was no Hladini and Sambit in Krishna, then Krishna could not give it. So it may be called that from bhakti, bhakti has come. Theek hai?
We are drinking all your words.
This bhakti is svatantra from Krishna even though. Bhakti is svatantra from Krishna even.
If Krishna does not want to give Krishna bhakti, but a bhakta prays and makes him so poor, so karun, that at once Krishna will bound to give bhakti.
I think the bhakta is more independent than Krishna.
Because Krishna is Vashibhut, Bhakta Vashibhut. So,
therefore, our position.
No, you're Prabhupada. No,
and you also.
Not myself. I'm very particle of.
Wherever it may be coming from originally, it is. We are getting it from your hands, so we feel it.
You are giving me praise. So, what may be either by the wish of Krishna and either by wish of Vaishnavas, bhakti comes by bhakti. And bhakti is swachhamayi. Swachhamayi, you know?
Independent.
Independently bhakti comes. And it creates ichha in Krishna and bhakti to do kripa. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahetukya apratihata jayatma suprasidati. He has given instance for how bhakti comes. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahetukya apratihata jayatma suprasidati. Here ahetuki means
causeless.
She comes. If she comes in anyone's heart, then suprasidati, that sadhak becomes suprasanna.
Very happy.
You can come here. Tumi jab bari ki ekhane ki gucha. Bari ja. So here ahetuki means by swachha.
Independent.
Krishna and Bhakta are not bound to give his mercy those who are sadachari. They know Ved. Anywhere it can fall. But I think must be some sanskar there. Without sanskar, anyone cannot have this Krishna. Whether Krishna is giving, but he cannot have bhakti if there is no sanskar. But yet, if Krishna wants and bhakta wants, they can do everything. Like Kaliyanag was refusing everything.
No samskar.
But he has some samskar by his wives. They wanted. And that is why Krishna did his wish. But it is called ahetuki. Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, all are in category of ahetuki. Putna wanted to Krishna to fall down from his
breast.
But yet Krishna catch hold very tightly. She tried so many times, but could not
get the child to leave
Could not throw. So these are ahetuki. I don't want you. I don't want your mercy. But I will do mercy. This is called ahetuki kripa. We pray that Krishna should do with us also. Especially with me. I don't want. Yeah, Raghunath Das Goswami has told like this for Sanatana Goswami. Anubhipsu,
I'm unwilling.
I was unwilling. But yet he forcibly, he gave it.
Our Gurudev said the same thing about your Gurudev. That he forced him.
By explaining this sloka. He has written to me. I'm obliged for giving, having that letter from him. Here Ahetuki in other shloka also. Jadrichaya matakathadau jatasaddhastu jahapuman nan nirvinna nati shaktu bhakti yogasya siddhida. Who can have this bhakti? There are three kinds of persons in this world. So many classes of person here. But especially, as a whole, we can divide it in three. Karmi, jnani and bhakta. So, here, who can have bhakti? Jadrichaya matkathadau jata saddhastu jahapuman nanirvinno nati saktu. Those who are not so much vairagyavan, either they are not so much asakta to vishaya. Asakta?
Attached to enjoyment.
In middle they should be.
Neither attached nor averse.
Both should be. Both should be there. But not too much. If anyone has not tested this world, any of the things, because this is the shadow of that
perverted reflection.
Of that Golok Vrindavan. So, we have some test in this world. We have some priti each other, prem each other. No? If we have known that we cannot go towards Krishna, if we are too much nirvinna, nirvinsa mane,
not so much,
we are so much vairagyavan, bhakti will not come. And we are so much attached to this world, bhakti cannot come. There should be some attachment. And there should be some vairagya also. Both should be.
Is that the beginning, the process of bhakti? Isn't it when you...
Every jivas, these are symptoms. Anyhow, it will be in every jiva. But some who are more attached to this world, they become karmi. And those who are not at all attached, they are a full Vairagyavan, they may go to Gyan, Mukti. So in the middle, this stage is so much better for Bhakti. If they are attached to this world and they are directed to Krishna, then that attachment is so much helpful for the sadhak in doing bhakti. Like Bilva Mangal, like any others. From boyhood, if anyone is so much disconnected to these things, it is very hard to go towards bhakti. They will surely go to Gyan and Mukti. That is why all the scholars of India went towards Sankarchai, Advaitvadi. They become Advaitvadi and become Jnani and Muktivadi.
Why?
Because they were
too detached. Not attached to anything.
We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at first was so much attached. With girls he used to do so much majak means joke, and to quarrel with boys with tarka, jukti, and also all. In Krishna boyhood we see, in any bhakti we see like this. Here, Jadrichaya, what are you telling? Any question?
He's saying this is an amazing point, that we've not heard, but I was saying, I thought that in Nectar of Devotion, when Rupa Goswami composed the verses of Yukta Vairagya, that this was the explanation. We did not realize before.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishayate Priti Ebe Acheje Amar Sei Mata Priti Ho Charane Tumar. That should be Vishay Priti. And that Priti should be converted in towards Krishna. That is Bhakti. Otherwise, if anyone has no attachment, no priti for any jeev, it is surely that he will not have bhakti, prem. So God has given this visha priti as a very good thing. Only we have to convert it in bhakti. Very good thing. This world is certainly a very good thing. This yuga is very good thing, Kali Yuga. By only transferring our priti, it will be bhakti. It is so hard, but by the grace of our spiritual master, it can be so easy. But we have Guru Nishtha. Here, Jadricha. What is the meaning of Jadricha? He has telling an...
By his own independent sweet will.
Krishna. Achcha. Now he is telling that Jadrichaya, by his own sweet will, why he does not do to all jivas? If he does to any special jiva, then God can be said that he has some partiality. And if God has partiality, then it is in virtue. Because in Shastra, he has been called Samadarshi. Samadarshi, you know?
Equal
to all. Because he is creator, he is father and mother, and he is everyone to every jiva. He should not be partial. A guru should not be partial. But we see that both are partial. You realize?
I want to.
Guru is certainly partial. You also perhaps have realized.
That is the thing we all have realized.
Someone tell that thus this jadrichaya. What word?
Independence. It's swatantra.
Is nothing but bhagya.
Fortune. Luck.
Luck. But what is called luck? What is called luck? That luck comes from subha karma.
Auspicious activities.
Or special activities. From where it comes? It is that no. Subha karma, abhav of subha karma or bhav of subha karma. You know Hindi some Hindi?
Lack of good activity or no?
It is written in it. But
auspicious activity, punya or pap?
Abhav or pap mane? Bhakti.
Good fortune.
Good fortune. Or lack of fortune. If we have no really karma, it is good for us. For bhakti?
No karma?
No karma. Jnana karma adi anabratam. There should no karma, no jnana at all. It is for uttama bhakti. It is essential.
That is only to test the lakshana.
If God or any bhakta has mercy upon us, at first he washes away both things, ashubha karma and shubha karma. Without washing shubha and ashubha karma, a man cannot have pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. And for instance, in Bhagavatam, giving the instance of gopis, it has been told that viraha tibratap dhuta shubha or nana or is kata kagatam ni ki chachin ko tha ti ke se chhi viraha tibratap dhuta shubha ar prakshina
bandhana chhina mangala.
Here It has been told that by viraha,
separation,
fire burnt in their heart, and that fire burnt up all asubh of gopis. And after that, one gopi or all gopis who were were stopped in the home
by their husband.
By remembering Krishna, they took Krishna in their heart and they embraced Krishna. in this milan, all Subha went away. When Subha and Asubh both went away, then prem came. And Krishna was at once realized, and he took all gopis to Rasastra. So, by practicing bhakti, Subha and Asubh both should be washed. Otherwise, Uttama Bhakti will not can have there. Only Karma Mishra or Gyan Mishra Bhakti, that is called ki bole re? Pradhani Bhuta. Guni Bhuta Bhakti. Upadhik Bhakti.
Gauna Bhakti.
Gauna Bhakti. This bhakti can be achieved, not Uttama. So, here he is telling that if we take bhagya, that kono kono bhagyaman jive paaye. Yachana? Brahmand bhramite kono bhagyaman jive, Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti latabi. Here, kono kono bhagyaman, what is the meaning of bhagyaman? He is telling, bhagyaman, those who have some sanskar, that sanskar is not karma janit, not
jnana karma, not jnana either.
Jnana or karma. Thoda sa gadbad ho jata hai. Aap log bhav samjhenge. You should sense you should take.
Yeah, we are getting.
You are getting?
Yes.
What I have told?
You're saying that Uttama Bhakti cannot be gotten so far if one has any Mishra. If there's either Bhakya or if it's not Bhakya, fortunate or unfortunate, those things have to go. No,
but here, what is the meaning of Bhagyaman? Kono kono Bhagyaman paaye?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said that there's two types of bhagya, one which leads to bhakti and one which does not lead to bhakti. So the one that doesn't lead to bhakti is not real bhagya, but the one that leads to bhakti is real bhagya, and that comes from association of Vaishnavas.
From bhaksa, a kind of sanskar comes in our heart, and that is essential. Then we can know bhakta, we can serve bhakta. Otherwise, a bhakta will come to anyone, but he will not recognize, he will not do action, he will not associate with bhakta. So, kono kono bhagyaman, here, he is telling that it is not due to subha karma, or due to lackness of subha karma, asubha karma. No? If it is told that due to Subha Karma we have get some sanskar and Bhakta has mercy upon him, and by the Bhakta, due to this Subha Karma we have been inclined towards Bhakti, then Swaprakashita, that self manifestation of Bhakti is not there.
Everything is very clear.
That's it. If we take bhagya, no reason at all behind it, how this bhagya can come? If there is no any reason. If it becomes absurd, so here bhagya means the mercy of bhakta or bhagavan. If we take it that bhagya came from Krishna by due to the mercy of Krishna, and we incline towards bhakti, then why Krishna has done kripa to that bhakta? Why to not all bhakti? So you'll have to see the reasons again and again. And at last we see that not anything come in our hand. But in every shastra it has been told that by the grace of Bhagavan, our bhakti can be had. So it is not untrue. It is true. Tumi bhalo acho? If God is, Krishna is bhakta vatsal, provide not to others. But this Vaishamya, anybody there?
Dissimilarity.
Contradiction.
Contradiction is Bhushan, is ornament of Bhagavan. He has told that I have given my heart to Bhakta, and Bhakta has given Krishna his heart. I don't know rather than Bhakta, and Bhakta does not rather than me. So here it is not Vaishamya. If Krishna is doing ahetuki kripa to any bhakta, it is Bhushan, not Dushan. Like we see that Krishna has done pratigya, you know?
Promise
to Arjuna and Duryodhana, both, that I will not fight, I will have no weapon, I will be only with the sarthi of Arjuna. And when he went to the battlefield, Bhishma Pitama promised that if I marry my father's son, then Krishna will have to take weapon in his hand and he will have to fight. Here we see that to keep the promise of Bhishma Pitama, Krishna left his own promise and fulfilled the promise of
devotee
Bhishma Pitama. This is not disqualify of Krishna, but it is qualification of Krishna, Bhakta Vatsala. Anywhere we see, to test rush in Braja, he tells lies. He does so many offenses, Krishna himself. But all are not offenses, but all are
ornaments.
So if Krishna give any jeev that bhagya, it is not Vaishamya. Here, if anyone says that by the grace of Vaishnavas, bhakta, bhakti is found, no harm. But someone can raise some questions. Why he has done so? Why he is not doing, giving bhakti to all others? Only to this special man, to a special sadhar. Here he tells that for Uttam Adhikari, it may be Vaishamya. For Kanishta Adhikari, he cannot give. But for Madhyama Adhikari, it has been told that Prem Maitri Kripa Apeksha Jah Karoti Sa Madhyama. So Vaishnava Madhyama Adhikari, he can give that Bhagya. And by that Madhyama Adhikari, Krishna is bound to give his bhakti. So here is not Vaishamya. So this Vaishnava, Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava, has so many duties to do prachar, to have mercy upon all surrendered souls. Are those they are qualified. They may not have so much gyan or siddhanta, but they should be very simple and subtle. Ignorant may be there, but they should be subtle.
Simple-hearted.
Not anything here and...
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Not that thing.
But if they are too simple, they may not know how to distinguish clearly between a... They cannot be too simple. They must have some sense. Otherwise, they will not distinguish between those who are not worthy of giving kripa to.
If anyone wants truly to have bhakti, he will realize all these things by the mercy of his Gurudev and by the mercy of Krishna. Surely they will realize this thing. If I am doing anything against bhakti principle, at once a stroke will come here. That may be from Chaitya Guru or Gurudev or anyhow it will come, and we will know. But our chitta is so durable, so weak, that sometimes we avoid all these things and go down. So he is telling that if God has to do mercy upon any bhakta, to give bhakti to anyone, he will have to give it by a Madhyama Adhikari, not directly. If bhakti herself wants to come in anyone's heart, he will come first in the heart of Madhyama Adhikari. And he will pray to bhakti or Krishna. Then bhakti will come there. So he is telling that bhakti, Bhagavat Kripa is Krishna Bhakta Anugamini. Understand?
Following me.
Yes.
What you have understood?
Just that I understood everything except the last phrase.
What? That Anugamini.
The mercy of the Lord follows the mercy of the bhakta.
Without following any Madhyama Adhikari bhakta, Krishna cannot do kripa. That is, we see in prayer of Nagapatni. They have relation with Nag. also that we are wife of this Nag. They cannot leave Kali also, but they are also Bhakta, so they are not Uttam Bhakta. Well, if they are Uttam Bhakta, they should have left till that time. That he is doing opposite, he is wrestling Krishna, so we should leave them. But they were waiting. And when they saw that now Kali is repenting, then they began to pray Krishna that save that person. And by telling, by prayer, Krishna raksha kiya,
protected
that person and gave his bhakti also. Achha. So here that bhakta has some mercy of Bhakti Devi. Bhakti is there. And from that bhakti, Madhyamadhikari has prayed Krishna or Bhakti Devi. So bhakti comes from bhakti only. Bhaktya sanjataya bhakti. Here, bhaktya mane sadhan bhaktya, bhav bhakti or prem bhakti comes. Without sadhan bhakti, a bhakti can, bhav bhakti or prema bhakti will never come.
So this is how bhakti lets a bee. This is the bija.
Bees. But we should think that our Gurudev was telling once that that bee seed is within Jivaswarup or where it is from out. It has been given, or inside it is. What we should think?
Well, we say Jiva Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. The original feature is the servant of Krishna.
So it should be in Jiva.
By that definition, it would be in.
And we should realize this. That is given to him. We have some upakhyan in bhakti, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was a Brahmin, no? And he has one son. He died, that Brahmin. And he did not tell that I have something in my house anywhere hidden. No. He became so poor. No? There was nothing in his home. No? One day the friend of his father came and told that you seem so much poor and so much distressed. He told that I have nothing to take, eat or to wear or to do anything. I am so much poor. He told that you are not poor. Your father was so much rich person, and you are also rich person. He told them, I have nothing. I am penniless. He told that I know that your father has kept something in this area, and I know where it is. He became so much pleased. that dhan,
charity.
Eh?
Charity, that gift.
Gift.
Wealth.
Wealth is in hidden in anywhere in this home. He at once, without asking where it is, he went to north and began to dig. Don't do so. Here there is a japcha. Japcha means apa devata. Dakshin means south. There are so many dangerous, poisonous
bees.
They will at once caught him and you will die. Then what should I do? Oh, don't do anything. Where I am showing you that place, I know that place. And you will have to dig so much. So come with me and I am going and showing you that place. Easily you will get. He at once took him and told that here you can dig. He dug very little and saw that in a golden pot there were so many guineas there. And he became so much pleased. This is to give him wealth. But wealth was there from before. So in Jasvarup, we are Krishna Das by Swarup, but we have forgotten it. Guru tells that by this process you can have this. This is to give Saddha. But Saddha is energy. But something he gives, what he gives? If there is cloud, only cloud will not do rain. There should be mountain and jungles to check the clouds. So, here Shraddha is there, but for prakating of Shraddha.
Manifestation.
To illuminate that Shraddha. Ladini and Sambit, in whose heart is there, they can do Kripa to them, to create their, to illuminate their Shraddha. Any other person can do. So Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, there was, but he was missing, and by their mercy, he received that thing, and he became so much wealthy. So here.
So, one question is, this Guru Krishna Prasade Pai,
Bhakti Latari.
And when he is giving Ladini, this is Ladini Sambit, or this is?
Bhakti is Ladini and Sambit. Mool bhav. So something, abhas or anything has been given there to illuminate bhakti.
First.
And then later. Like a seed cannot do anything. When seed has some water and clay, then it can be seen. Likewise.
And then later, complete.
Today. Naveen?
Maharaj, one letter for you. It was sent by one devotee in the West.
Huh?
Somebody brought it from the West. He came from
America. In Hindi?
The person lived in Delhi, but knew you. That's Vishnu Das.
Vishnu Das.
You stayed at his house
in Delhi?
Delhi.
Oh.
He lives in Houston now.
In USA?
In Houston, Texas.
Where that
Guru Texas?
Rushes.
I have not met him, but he told me he lives with...
Very good boy.
With that Giridhar Shila, he is there now. Mm.
He is disciple of Gopal Krishna, perhaps.
Hello.
that he has written in Hindi, but he knows very good English. He has written very good English, good Hindi. ये लिख रहा है जैसे मैं पत्र के माध्यम से अविकसित श्रद्धा रूपी कुसुम आपके चरणों में अर्पित कर रहा हूं। ए फ्लावर इट इज नॉट इन हिज फुल ब्लूसम व्हेन इट इज
बड
I am giving only that thing in your in your feet. Houston. You have done that?
That is.
Bahut hi achha hai. Very good. Very beautiful. Siradha Nil Madhav aur Gaur Nitai, Gaur Chandra ke Vigrah atyant sundar hai. Very beautiful. आपके द्वारा भेंट के गिरिराज भी अत्यंत मनमोहक हैं। यू हैव गिवन यू एंड दैट गिरिराज इज सो मनमोहन मनमोहन यू नो ही स्टोल्स भक्त लोग बड़े प्रेम से उनकी सेवा करते हैं ऑल डिवोटीज सत्यम सब भक्तों की आपके चरण कमल में अत्यंत प्रगाढ़ श्रद्धा है और यहाँ के सभी भक्त ही इज टेलिंग दैट ऑलमोस्ट ऑल भक्त नो यू वेदर दे हैव टेकन दर्शन आर नॉट कमाल कृष्ण प्रभु हैज बीट ए ड्रम फॉर माई नेम he is telling that we were all waiting for that time, at the time of Giriraj Pratistha, that you will come, but you could not come. Kaise aap jaldi aaiye, you should come. We will all help you, we will all serve you. There will be no difficulty at all. There is no summer and no विंटर ब्रजमंडल जैसा सुंदर बट इट हैज नो इट इज नॉट सच ब्यूटिफुल एज वृंदावन बट येट समथिंग इज देयर इफ यू विल कम हियर हियर ऑल्सो ब्रज विल कम सो गुड भावना
I have some question from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That Rupa Goswami says that all of the devotees of the different avatars are very good. But the devotees of Krishna are the best. Because devotees of the others, they can get attracted to Krishna. But the devotees of Krishna, they can never be attracted by any other form. Now, some examples are quoted, like Lakshmi, especially Lakshmi. But sometimes we also hear that the devotee is completely satisfied in his relationship with the Lord. Like Hanuman is completely satisfied in his relationship with Ram. He doesn't want to change. So, how is it that Lakshmi and also the the queens in Dwarka, except for the eight principal queens, they also prayed for the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, but their eternal relationship is with Krishna in Dwarka or Vaikuntha. So how do they get this?
Really a very good question. You can answer. I will hear your answer.
Uddhava also.
You do. Certainly. I want to hear.
We want you to speak.
I will speak, but I want to hear you.
Well, maybe he should give his idea first. He always does this.
Because you said that he knows everything.
So I want to prove you right.
I mean, yes, I... Sadhu-sangha says, Dantalagi prasna kule sadhu-sabha. If I am true, but it is sure or not, so question comes from heart.
Well, Krishna has some qualities which Vasudev and Narayan don't have. So, even though they have eternal relationship with Vasudev Krishna or Narayan, still they can appreciate that Krishna has some more qualities which the others don't have. And they want to experience those, but they're not ready to give up their own swarup and yes. Their own Aishwarya Bhav.
Then, why man could not leave his own bhav? But Lakshmi wanted why?
One thing is that Krishna and Narayan, Narayan is Krishna in one form. And Krishna is a more, the husband is the same person. So there's nothing wrong if the wife wants to go to the forest to be with the husband.
That similar case with Hanuman, Ram and Krishna are one, but he never goes. Murari never went.
His attachment is stronger.
I think that Lakshmi is not less than Hanuman. He has very strong
attachment.
But yet, I can see that Lakshmi is woman. Their hearts are so soft. And they are so much attracted with the love. A male cannot. Women can do everything against his principle if he is for love they can do. So Lakshmi, by his swabhav, by nature, he can live. But Hanuman is in male form and he, whether he wants, but he will not live. The heart of both
is
very, very soft. They can have love. They worship beauty, love, and four things which Krishna has special. But for Hanuman, no. I have not read anywhere or never went on to this question.
But it's a common sense answer.
Very high level of
common sense. Yeah. Special sense.
Now, can I ask some other question? If some, like in the case of Gop Kumar, first he went to Vaikuntha, then he went to Ayodhya, then to Dwarka, and finally to Goloka, Braj. But in ordinary cases, if some jeev has the seed of Raja Bhakti, is it sure that he will get the association of some Rasik Vaishnav that will awaken his Vraja Bhakti? Or is it possible that he can only do sadhana bhakti and in spite of having the seed, only go to Vaikuntha?
You see that every jiva has his some kind of swarup. Every jiva. But we see that all jivas on unconditional soul are moving from years and years and births and births, anadikal. So it is not sure that any jiva will have Rasik Vaishnava if he has Prajbhakti seed here. No question. By rotation and rotation, we have some tendency in this world. At first he will have to do, he will have come to a process of Vaidhi Bhakti. Radhanuga Bhakti is so hard. We should not sit for Radhanuga Bhakti. Anyhow, it may be that most of jiv will have to go through Gop Kumar channel.
You mean they can go first to Vaikuntha?
Or first they should go to any general bhakta, and they may go to going on sadhan bhakti. And by chance, if a Radhanuga Vaishnava is found, then he can go direct to Braja, or otherwise he will have to go to Vaikuntha or anywhere. But I see that in sadhan kshetra, in this world, he will have everything, where to go and where not. He will decide here. This is sadhan kshetra. In Vaikuntha, any new thing is not decided. And there is no sadhan bhajan there. He has only told, Sanatana Goswami has only told him, by that Gopu Marupakhyan to understand that where what thing is there.
But we hear that in Braj, the Panch Pandavas are doing some austerities at Radhakund, or Narada is doing, Lakshmi is doing, but they're their eternal Swarup is not in Braj, what we understand. So what can they, what do they hope to get from their practices in Braj?
For Narada it is hard that he mostly lives in Vaikunth and serves Narayan. But in other Swarup, he goes to Golok Vaikunth also, Golok Braj also. There he is in the shape of Madhumangal also. But yet he in Narada Kunda, in this Prakat Braja, is doing Aradhana of Aradhika to have Gopi Bhav. In his Madhumangal Swarup, is there in Sanatan Bhav for perpetual. That Swarup will be there. But yet he wants to serve in Gopi Bhav. And that Bhav he has yet received or not, it has not been told anywhere.
As Madhumangal, is Madhumangal a separate personality than Narada?
No.
Absolutely the same person.
But it has been told in Brihad Bhagavatamritam that Krishna has so many shapes, and in Krishna shape also he is doing pastimes in so many various Brahmans, in various Krishna Swarup. So the associates of Krishna, they have also so many shapes.
Sri Dham Garuda.
All Nanda Baba Yashoda, every Lalita Vishakha. So Narada may have so many sins. If a sadhak wants to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna at the same time, it has been told that they will have two souls. And they will serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. We should serve her and Radha and Krishna. In guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always. That will do everything. By mentally thinking the lilas of and the charity, udarta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should always chant Radha Krishna and always Thakur has never told that I am so and so on. No? I'm that gopi. I'm doing service of this. But he is always praying that I should do like this. We should follow him. He has never expressed that I'm a Siddha Bhakta or is a many books, that not so.
But do we know? Do we know? Even though he has never expressed, do we know who he
But he has written for us that any Jew should not think himself to be any gopi and to think also. Sankalpa kalpa dhuma. Only we can have sankalpa. That by the use of gopa and gopi, gopis. Srimati Radhika Lalita Chakar. We should be engaged in that seva. Being not one of us.
I read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that we need to enter into Radha Krishna Leela through Gauranga Leela.
This is true, and this is certainly a fact.
So how does one think these things?
Always remembering the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. That is the way.
And remembering the pastimes of Mahaprabhu like that?
His mercy is that thing.
His mercy.
Both his mercy.
I have one question about how to improve the japa of Hare Krishna mantra to make it
always remembering the mercy of Harinam. You should chant
while chanting, remember the mercy of Harinam.
How he is so merciful. That will
be. Is there a way to a system to also remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna mantra?
What our Goswamis has done, they have loved for us. How they have chanted name, having
everybody
remembering. Yeah, anything wrong?
No.
Rupa Goswami is telling that chant Harinam, remembering the mercy of that name, and the pastimes connected with that name. They say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami and Gopal Guru, they have written in their books how to chant and how to remember the mercies of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Hari. Hari Harati Radha Manaha. Hare Harati Krishna Manaha, both meaning, and how, by what past times Srimati Radhika Harati Manaha of Krishna, we should think when and where Srimati Radhika has attracted Krishna. Hari Harati Radhika Harati Krishna Manaha towards Kunja. How you can remember here Rasa Leela and all Goswamis, they have written in what rush you are, you can cow herding and all these things.
Is it good while chanting to stop and read a little bit and then chant some more to help this remembrance?
You can do if it is anukul for you. At first we should that we are so conditional soul. We are full of kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, masad. These are not boys. They are pursuing us. So Nam is so dar. By His mercy we can only have rescue from these all these things.
Only by His mercy.
So at first we should cry for mercy. We should weep for mercy. Then anything should be remembered. At first this thing. We are a wretched soul, worthless soul. So repentance should come in the lotus feet of Harinam. Thinking that Harinam is Aradha and Krishna, Jugal.
It seems like it takes real humility to cry. To cry and be in that mood and weeping, one has to be so humble.
Certainly we'll have to cry for these things at first. Then anything will come. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur, they have stated in their songs that we are very kami, krodhi, lobhi, mohi. We have no ability of bhakti. আমরা তো এখানে তোকে চলে যেতে পারি,
you can leave me, means here
we can go.
You don't want us to take you to Radha Damodar?
We are so close.
You have to go there again, come here.
But for us it is no problem. How you will go from here?
On foot? If I want, I will take a rickshaw or...
No, we will take you.
There also, I will have to go on foot.
We can carry you. Hanuman will put you on his shoulder. Rickshaw?
From here we can go. But again we'll have to... Ashton, let us come.
I see that his business is to create conflict.
One has something told. It seems that they are in conflict, but they are in the same way.
The main point is that, you know, our Guru Maharaj created a GBC to resolve these types of things, but this man has no purpose for that. And another main purpose in the book that he wants to do is
to show how ISKCON and the GPC offended Sridhar Maharaj. At this point, he keeps bringing out also.
In this book also.
In this book also.
I've seen.
Very openly, he says that. Because he took sannyas from one of the devotees who had taken shelter of Sridhar Maharaj.
But you see,